Today's topic is captioned, Time, the Currency of Life. Ephesians 5:16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Time is one of the greatest treasures that God has given to man. There is no life without time. So life is governed by time. And time is a currency with which we trade here on earth. God gave man time and expects us to make use of every moment of our lives to count by making use of our time, situation notwithstanding. The recent COVID-19 plague has made this time a particularly challenging one for most people globally. News keep changing constantly. Some countries have been on lockdown longer than others, and there have been several extensions to the stay-at-home order. Globally, this has caused much disruption to daily life, including work, school, church, social gatherings, and on. Question: how have you been engaging your time during this lockdown season? Don't waste time panicking. Rather, think of ways of achieving your goals in the meantime. Time is a currency you can only spend once. Listen carefully. The quality of time you invest determines the quality of your life. If you can manage time well, then you'll be able to manage your life well. Let's look at a few things the Bible says about time. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 2, taking God as a perfect example now, He had a timing for the completion of His creation work on the earth. The scripture says, on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made. Taking a cue at the life of Jesus, John chapter 9 and verse 4, Jesus said, I must walk while it is day. So He knew the value of time and made use of it maximally till He finished His assignment. How about Apostle Paul? 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 29a, he said, time is short. He clearly stated again Ephesians 5:16, our opening scripture, redeeming the time. How about King David? In Psalm chapter 90 verse 12, he clearly stated, teach us to number our days. Even the ants know the importance of right timing. Proverbs 6:6-8. It is very, very important for us, therefore, to take time seriously and invest it towards achieving our God-given goals. Taking a look at some contemporary examples, the man called Benjamin Franklin, an elementary school dropout, left school after his 10th birthday because his parents were not able to afford his education. But he used every opportunity to obtain knowledge, constantly reading books and trying to get exhaustive explanations to everything that caught his curious eyes. At the end of the day, today, he is known as the man behind the invention of bifocal and lightning rod. Thomas Edison is another example. He spent his life looking for ways to invent a light bulb, and he failed about 10,000 times, we're told. When he finally succeeded, he said, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Wherever you may be listening to me right now, I know I'm speaking to giants. There's a giant in you. I'm speaking to great inventors, scientists, great men and women of God with great anointing all over the world. But the question is, how are you handling your time at this present moment of lockdown? How you handle time will determine whether the giant in you will actually come alive or not. Certain facts about time I want to clearly state at this point. Number one is that time is not static. Time is like flowing water. It cannot be stopped. It just flows. Time is used to order events in the past, present, and future. You cannot pause time. You cannot stop time. You can pause your watch, You can stop your clock, but you cannot do that to time. We all know clearly there are 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, and 52 weeks in a year. Normal year has 365 days, but a leap year has 366 days. 10 years is known as a decade, 100 years, a century, 1,000 years as a millennium. So if you are 40 years old, you have spent 4 decades on earth. If you are 50 years old, great, you've been here on earth for half a century. 70 years actually has only 3,640 weeks. 100 years has only 5,200 weeks. And if by covenant you live to be 120 years old, like my biological father did, then you have just 6,240 weeks. You will live long in the name of Jesus Christ, and I decree longevity over your life. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice right now being threatened by the spirit of untimely death, I curse it in Jesus' name and I decree your total liberty. However, I don't know how old you are, but take your age and plug it in. What have you been able to achieve with the time God has given to you? If you sleep 8 hours a day, then you have slept 1/3 of your lifetime. The sun you can see out of the window is 8 minutes and 20 seconds old. And we are told that the light from our nearest star is 4 years old. Hence, life is not static, it is dynamic. Make use of it to your advantage. Number 2, time is a currency used every single moment we are alive. Even when we are physically inactive, we spend time. Time is currency. And that's why you often hear the phrase, what did you spend your time on? Just as we spend or invest physical currency or money, it's in the same way we spend or invest time. Time cannot be retrieved. Listen, it cannot be reversed. And it is an entrustment. You will give account of it one day. There is no class or social status with time. Everyone has equal 24 hours in a day. Go and invest it qualitatively. The difference between the rich and the poor, the successful and the failure, is how you handle time. When you handle time wisely, you get control of your life. You can make positive input with time spiritually and in every area of life. So while the stay-at-home order subsists in your own nation, watch what you do with this currency of life, which is time. Number 3, time can be measured in value. Time's value can be divided into working and non-working segments. By default, time automatically gives you what you put into it. Time cannot be regained when it is lost. To be successful in life, therefore, you need to respect and value time. Lack of proper time management leads to failure. You shall not fail in Jesus' name. My advice to you at this time is, with time, 1, choose to be productive. Productivity in life begins with a choice. You must be ready to accept responsibility for the use of your time. Take charge of your time to the best of your ability. If you don't manage your time well, listen, someone else will. Time is precious. Use it productively, not frivolously. It produces nothing if left unused. You shall not be a time waster in Jesus' name. Number 2, schedule your daily activity. Our whole life revolves around time. So during this lockdown season, schedule your daily activities. You can set to-do lists. You can record the time you spend on certain activities. Time waits for no man. Days and weeks and months can go by without any productive investment. Your daily activity, in actual fact, the time is the secret of your success. The COVID-19 issue has been on for quite some months now. Look at your life. What have you been able to achieve during all these months? Number 3, define your priorities. Decide what is really important to you. Set it in order of importance and work towards it. List out what you want to achieve and within what time frame. You always reap what you invest, but nothing comes out of what is wasted. And one of the things that helped me in the use of my own time, I put in the segment. For example, most times I work for an hour, then take a break of 2-3 minutes, walk around, go back and continue working for another hour, take a break of like 2-3 minutes, and this helps me to maximize time. You can try it. It may help you. Number four, avoid waste. Identify unprofitable activities that steal your time and cut them off. The visits, the sitting down, the gisting, the gossiping you do, talking about people and things that don't really affect you and involve you, you must cut them off. Create time audit, and it will amaze you what you have been spending your time on. Life is measured by time. To waste time is to waste life. You shall not be a time waster. So use time responsibly. Make sure every day is accounted for by you. And finally, number five, delegate duties. No man is an island. If you want to do everything by yourself, you will wear out. Don't try to do everything by yourself. Delegation gets more accomplished in less time. And as you do this, you will be able to get more out of time. Parents, as you sit at home, for instance, involve your children in home chores. Do cooking together. Give them assignment. As you do that, everybody is involved and you are getting more out of time. Resolve all challenges. Check on families. As you do this, God's help will be your portion. In conclusion, time is free, yes, but it is priceless. Time flies, but the good news is you are the pilot of the time of your life. Understand that you are entrusted, tested, and appointed with time. And day of reckoning is coming. Therefore, guard your heart from the negativities around and focus on making the best of this season. As you do so, you will not regret, in Jesus' name. Listen, if you are not saved, you are not saved. To be born again, bow your heads and pray this prayer with me from your heart. Oh God, today I come to you. I'm a sinner. Jesus, save me. From today, I am a child of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer from your heart, congratulations, you are born again. Connect through the social media handles at the bottom of your screen. Send in your testimonies of salvation. And always remember, God is too faithful to fail. God bless you. See you next time.